Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching tonight with Madani Channel. We're going to be, inshallah, discussing a very important topic today. Such an important topic that you see a lot of our youngsters and even adults, they just go crazy. So let's start our program as normal. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Harun Bhai on the right side, beautifully, mashallah, Azawajal, dressed and everything. Subhanallah, as normal. Ya Harun Bhai, are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil
Alameen. Mashallah, Azawajal. Ji, Subhanallah, on the left side, mashallah, we got Tawfiq Bhai. Tawfiq Bhai, how are you okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, mashallah, Azawajal. Jazakallahu khairah. Now the topic that we have chosen for today is bad role model. You know, role models are an important part of our lives. They help us become the person we want to be and inspire us to make a difference. And choosing these role models wisely means that you will be positively influenced and encouraged to be the best person possible. You know, so people choose a role model for their lives and they follow their ways to be successful. Now, sadly, you know, it's something that, you know, it's a choice. Which role model are you going to choose? And this is what our subject today is. Sometimes people choose the bad role models. Who are the bad role models, without mentioning any person's name or ghera and other things? Why is it important to follow a role model? Inshallah, Azawajal. Harun Bhai is thinking, where shall I start from? Ji, Harun Bhai, Inshallah, Azawajal.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ji Hafsab, this is a very important topic because as human beings, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us these characteristics and we learn. And 95%, some people write, of human behavior is learnt by looking at others. And those others, usually the ones we copy, we don't just copy anybody. We copy those we admire, we like, you know, the heart likes it. Those become our role models. Now, as children, it's usually the parents because they're around. As they get older into their teenage years, it becomes their friends. And as they get older, then wider society and whatever they're exposed to. Now, in human nature, it's natural to copy. We want to copy. If we're in a society, we don't want to be the odd one out. We want to be part of the crew. And so if everybody's wearing a particular type of clothing, we want to have that. People have got a particular style of haircut, we want to have that. If you were amongst people who, for example, have the Dari Sharif, you would feel odd and hopefully, you know, you'd develop this yearning to grow the Dari Sharif as well. So whatever environment you're in controls your role models and controls how you look up to people. Now, what we have done today is not recognize the fact that a lot of us, we look for role models or we try to copy them, but what we've not recognized is our life is dependent, not upon our analysis of how we're going to live life, but about the dependent on the role models that are around us, that we put around us. That is your life. That will dictate your life. So let me give you an example. If I make, you know, my role models, singers, actors, footballers, and I look up to them. Why am I doing that? Because I must be looking at some quality in them that I like, whether it's their footballing skills or something else. And then I admire them. Now, what that will do is that will create some sort of bond where I want to copy them. And you'll get the youngsters wanting to copy their hairstyles and everything else. Why? What's the reason? The reason is simply that they have set, there was a gap. They had to copy somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They've set their eyes on this person. Now, when that footballer is disgraced or something happens or he goes away, plays for a different club, then somebody else comes along. So they jump from one person to
the
other.
You do find, Harun, by some people that will just follow them blindfoldedly, whatever happens to them. People will justify what they say, what they do.
They'll justify their wrong actions as well. Because what the shaitan does, the shaitan works in a very clever way. The shaitan knows that naturally you will copy people.
Mm.
You will have role models. You will have ideals. So what he doesn't want is for you to have an ideal ideal. He doesn't want you to have a good ideal. Why? Because you will then be persuaded to go down the path of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is this. If say Tawfiq Bhai, if I'm going to copy him and I'm going to go to the masjid and pray namaz and I'm going to read the Quran, he's going to be the source and the route to my hidayah, to my guidance.
Mm-hmm.
What the shaitan will do is say, well, he's like this. He's not that good. Look, he's not doing this right. He's not doing that right. So the shaitan will put enmity in my heart for him. Why? Simply because the shaitan knows that he can give me guidance. Mm-hmm. Whereas, if there's somebody who is on the wrong path, shaitan said, look how cool he is. Look at his hair. Oh, look at everybody who likes him. Look at his social media accounts. This is what you want to be.
Yes,
now, that person is pathetic. He's got no morals. He's got no haya. He's disgraced even. And yet what our youngsters do, it'll follow him. And it gets so bad, Hafizah, that if he wears torn clothes, they'll start wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
If he wears 15 chains that make your head, you know, your shoulders hurt, they'll wear 15 chains. If he's wearing, rings on each fingers, they'll start wearing that. If he's talking with his arm as if he's disabled, they'll start copying that. And it gets to such a pathetic stage where you've got our Muslim youngsters stood on street corners with their trousers halfway down their waist, stood like this and chatting to each other in that language where they think, I'm being cool. And what has happened is this, the shaitan has deceived them.
Mm.
Shaitan has deceived them into thinking, this is cool. All right, this is cool. You do this, you'll be one of the boys. They'll all think you're good. You have your funny tramline haircuts. Because the actor or whatever had them, you look cool. And in actual fact, yeah, they look stupid.
Yeah,
and I can never understand it because they look silly.
Yeah, Harun Bhai, sorry, Tawfiq Bhai, your opening remarks.
It's going to continue from where Harun Bhai just left here. If you look at overall, a person is influenced by its surroundings. Now, I know we talk about role models here, but not just the role models, but a person is influenced, it has an impact on them, positive or negative, be it, you know, if there's humans around him, or there's animals, or even this one spends time, a lot of time with animals in the farm, etc., or even the weather. Yeah. So as a human being, you are influenced by many things in life, and that has an impact how your mood goes on the
particular
day.
You adopt your life according to the surroundings.
But today's topic is, especially with humans, what happens because of your interest or the field that you want to take on as your career, you look out for someone as a role model who you can replicate. You can try to use that as a model for you to climb the ladder of success according to your own views or whatever.
You see a version of yourself inside.
So what happens in our society, who do we normally follow? If you look at the people follow TV celebs, they follow sports stars. The people who are on the streets, what do? They follow the bad boys, the guys, the gang leaders, that type of boys. Yeah, even if Harun Bhai touched upon parents.
Mm.
Now, as children, there's many things you learn from parents as well. And there's many things that parents don't realize, but their bad habits get transferred toward,
because
they get passed on to your kids.
Some of the parents are following these bad role models.
Yeah.
And this child is now following his mother or father or his brother or sister at home. Now, he's getting the same. You know what it is? You need to, like you said, man, rightly, that you choose a role model, what do you want to be in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because the parents have chosen a footballer, a film star or something, and they want to be acting like that at home, the children naturally follow them.
Some of the negative parts of the, making the major mistakes that people do when they make someone a role model, although they've looked at the very high qualities of that person, be it a sports person or whatever, they've seen the good things in that field of that person, they want to replicate that, or not even replicate that, they want to just you know, follow that, to cherish about that person's qualities, what happens sometimes, this becomes blind following.
Gee.
And the harms of blind following is that that person may be really good in that particular field, you know, according to you, he might be really good. However, if you look at that person in life, in his, you know, family life, if you look at the way he deals with people, there's so many problems with that character.
You know,
what happens? Because you're blind following that individual, mm-hmm. you like everything about him. What happens? That person sometimes he sets wrong examples for
the
you
thing
to follow.
Tawfiq bhai, that person behind him is a £1 million campaign just to build his, you know, what do you call it?
His money and fame, isn't it?
His character. Yeah. You know, majority of these guys, you know, Harun bhai even as well, majority of these guys, you know, when you look at them, you know, they're perceived as very good people and all that kind of sense. And when, they, you know, as they say, when they hit the headlines,
sometimes, you know, they do some small charity work and it gets publicized so big.
Gee.
Yeah, but them same individuals, you know, if you were to do a bit of research on the certain people that people follow, you know, you'll find them people, their characters is all over the place. For example, mm-hmm. they've got, you know, drug abuse problems in their life, the alcohol issues, gambling, their domestic issues, you know, with their, if they're married or they're having an affair, there's so many problems. They sometimes beat their, you know, the partners, and not just once, repeatedly, they've probably been in prison many times. You know, if you look at their life, they have so many issues, you know, to the level that sometimes they overspend on their body images.
Gee.
Yeah, you know, and naturally, Allah's blessed them an image. What they do, they want to look more better.
But then what happens, you know, Tawfiq, when our people, when they look at them, yeah, you know what they say? Oh, that's their private life, what we don't care about. Well, that's the thing that you look at as well. The main thing is the private life. How do they live?
Well, the problem is that it is their private life, but majority, what happens, you catch on them same things.
Gee.
So whatever that person is doing, for example, if it's your favorite superstar and that person, you know, he's getting caught, you know, speeding, yeah, it's 3-4 times in his career. What happens, because you follow him, what happens, you want that type of flashy car as well.
Gee.
What happens, you know, months go past, then you do the same thing.
It's interesting, because you describe, you know, these bad qualities in these people, and you say that when you look at their lives are quite miserable because they're into drugs, they're into, you know, illicit relationships, everything else, and their lives are all over the place. And yet we idolize them, and, you know, the youngsters think they're it. And the real problem is, Hafizab, what we do is we judge their standard of who they are by the amount of money they've got.
Gee.
So if they've got money, if he's rich, if he can afford a Ferrari, then he can be a role model. Not, you know, anything else. So he could be the worst human being in the world, but if he's got one. Or how his looks are and how his social media following is. So they may be spending weeks, months, years getting hair transplants, face transplants, nose jobs, everything else, yeah? When they come on the camera in front of you, you see flick back hairstyle, and you then go and use that as a role model and change your life according to them. What have you used as a standard? You've used their money or their followings on social media or their kind of antics, yeah? Is that a safe thing to do? To just take somebody's money as a standard and then adopt his way of life? I mean, how crazy is that? You know, you've not looked at any morals. So he could be a drug dealer. He could be, you know, the rappers that they follow. He could be one of the worst in society who has got no morals, no scruples, doesn't know where his parents are, doesn't have any iota of sharm or haya, no dignity, no pride, nothing.
But one thing
but
is
you're following him. Why? Because the standard you've used to select him is just money.
You know, I was reading into this, Harun, because we were doing this topic today. And, you know, there's millions, and it's a very big business in promoting these people forward. And one
influences.
Of the things,
yeah, call it influences. Yeah.
So what happens is, you know, these people are, their qualities are in a zero but a zero. They're nothing. But the media and their, you know, as they say, their social media team will spend millions to bring them forward, and people will idolize them and everything. And then when the Big Bang happens, or this happens, and they'll just throw them away and they'll get someone else.
See,
and our people just blindfolded, like Tawfiq bhai mentioned.
One of the things that we were mentioning, Tawfiq bhai was very rightly pointing out, is that a lot of the things that we see with these people we follow is actually fake.
Mm-hmm.
They make it up as they go along. They have a public profile, a persona that they create, And you mentioned millions is spent on creating that kind of look and everything else, hundreds and thousands of pounds. And then there are Facebook profiles where they portray a very happy, blissful life here, there, everywhere, chilling out and whatever they do. And what it does is it creates a very attractive kind of scene for the youngsters. They think, fast car, he's got, you know, women, he's got this, he's got that, he's chilling out, easy lifestyle, money, no problem, big mansion, everything else, yeah? And they think, right, well, that's what we want. How do we get there? And then they think, okay, well, you know, the only thing I can think of is the low number comes. So they get into drugs and everything else. And this persona is created because, and if you look at the life of that person, as you were saying, once they're exposed, the true reality comes out that he's an alcoholic, he's a druggie, he's wasted millions, he's committed all these crimes and everything else, or he's a, you know, he's a wife beater, whatever. There's different things that come out in when eventually it goes through the washing machine eventually. So with all of this, what you've done is somebody's created a fake profile, fake shakes, as they say, and what you've done is you've made that person your role model. Now, therein lies the problem. Look at who you're creating. You know, a lot of our youngsters these days, it's pretty sad, but they create these rappers. I mean, you know, the rappers, yeah? And don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against Bilali, Islamic Brothers, Hazrat Bilali Bakumar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by skin color, was dark color, but they follow these people who, by their very nature, and nothing to do with Islam or anything else. Sometimes they claim it because there's Asian rappers, and they claim, and they've got all these, and they've got this music and everything else.
One of the very harmful impact of following rappers or singers is because, you know, you like that individual, you think so good about that individual, but you don't focus on the words. What that person is saying, sometimes he might be questioning about the existence of God. He might be questioning about your identity as a Muslim or as a human being, and he might say many things that they fall outside the teachings of Islam. And what you're doing, because you're following the track of a rap or a song, you just carry on. Start nodding it, you start enjoying it. You don't think about the words, you know, and it's very sensitive.
There's an environment today where everyone wants to be the rude boy, you know, and you know they'll do everything. I mentioned this before as well. A guy I know, you know, his email address, badboy786. What's bad boy to do with 786? They give bus. Yeah, and then you know the way he's dressed up, you know, on rings on all five fingers.
It's a very clever trick and deception. You see, one of the problems we have, Hafizab, is that if I said you were going to fight an enemy and you need to get ready, get it good, you'd say to me, can you tell me who my enemy is and what he has in his arsenal? What do I have to do? Is he going to walk in and say, we want a fist fight? Is he going to walk in with boxing gloves on? Is he going to walk in with a stick? Is he going to have a sword? What's my enemy? I need to know my enemy to defend myself. Yeah? Our enemy is the shaitan.
Yes,
look at how he's deceived people. Because what he has done is he's taken somebody who was the filth of society, and in your eyes, the bad boy. And then in your eyes, he's made him your hero. And what you're doing is this person who's walking around with, you know, 15 rings and 3 bracelets and a chain and all that, yeah? And mundriyan pa, you know, the ears, yeah? And something dangling. I mean, the women wear them, let's be honest, yeah? And the mundriyan and everything else, yeah? And now the shaitan has deceived you into thinking, that's cool. The shaitan has deceived you into thinking that cutting your hair from one side and leaving the other side normal is cool. The shaitan has deceived you into thinking that, you know, doing tram lines on your face, yeah, where your beard is, and keeping a little bit there and a little bit there. I mean, it's laughable. Sometimes you see these beards, they keep a little bit there, a little bit there, and a little bit there, and then they think they're cool, yeah? Why? Because the shaitan has deceived them into thinking that.
Sometimes, you know, if you were to go to that person and say, look, whoever you're following and these acts that you're following is totally wrong. You know, morally, they're wrong, they don't make sense, there's so much fault in them. What happens, because that individual is blind following, he wouldn't want to hear anything negative. The bad about his role model is good for him. And even though deep down he knows that's wrong, but he will still defend that person, you know, because he likes that person. It's like they say, love is blind. You know, when you love someone, if it's in the wrong place, yeah, you will defend that person, you know, in a wrong, and in that case, you're wrong as well.
What the shaitan does there, Tufiba, is this. If he allows you to realize this person is bad, then you won't follow him. So what he does is he puts a veil over your eyes. Yeah, and he deceives you. That's deception. That's his scum. You know, that's what he does. Yeah, so he deceives you, and what he's showing you is black, dark, ugly, and murky. But what you're seeing is light, clean, and you know, it's just so deceiving. It's unbelievable. So next time you copy somebody and you stick the fingers on your rings and you think you're cool, that's actually the deceptions of the shaitan. The next time you get your hair cut in this funny way with the tram lines, yeah, that's the deception of the shaitan. Next time you keep these Frenchies and these goatees and everything else, yeah, that is the shaitan. Why? Because there's a flip side to that. And this is very important to kind of get it in now. What actually you were made to do was copy, right? So you want to copy somebody, and naturally, as a characteristic, we want to copy. But you were made to copy the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what you were made. That instinct was put in you fundamentally. That instinct to copy was put into you to say, yes, Allah created you to have this instinct to follow people. Now you've got this instinct, then there is an array of things in front of you. Who are you going to now follow? Are you going to follow these people who even the world rejects because they look silly? Are you going to follow those who on the face of it show, the fake sheikhs who show that they're very clean and tidy, but inside they're not? Are you going to follow the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Someone beautifully said, choose someone, your role model, who makes you feel good about being you, not them. You know, so choose a role model. You know, you feel good about yourself. How can you feel good about yourself? Yeah, when you are not offering your salah, when you know it's haram to wear all these kind of things, when you know it's bad to swear, but then you are doing it, you're not being yourself, you're being them.
I think when it comes to choosing role models, Hafsab, we do it the wrong way around. What we do is we look at somebody and we think, he looks all right, so I'll follow him, or I'll follow this role model. And then we work back and say, well, that role model has these characteristics, so I will adopt these characteristics now. But actually, if you sit down and do it properly, you should think, this is what I want to be like, because you want to do it. Why are you living a life as a copier? Why are you copying the people? So you should say, I want to be this. These are my ideals. I want to be, say, for example, honest. I want to dress sensibly. I want to be live a life of peace and tranquility. I want to live a life of, you know, pleasing and obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay, so if this is my criteria, now let's look at the role models. And if you did it that way, you would select the right role models. Now, let me reverse that.
Mm-hmm.
If I said to you, I'm going to choose a role model who wears ripped clothes, who wears gold and bangles and earrings and everything else, who's got nose piercings and all sorts of piercings, and talks like this, and you know, doesn't have a stationary life. You know, he lives on all the time on the run and this and that, in and out of prison. You think, hang on a minute, you're looking for a role model with these qualities. Are you all right? You know, you need to send him to hospital and get him checked by a psychologist, because these are all the worst qualities that one could have.
Gee.
Yet what do we do? Because we choose the role model, we end up adopting these. So if you chose the qualities you wanted, the lifestyle you wanted, and then chose your role model, you'll end up right.
The example that you're giving is of those people who, in the society, we look at them as bad role models anyway. You know, them type of people who live like a thug life, that type of activity. But even if you look at those people who are, you know, either superstars or celebs, them type of people where the society promotes them, they make them look very nice and gentle. Even them individuals, you know, because they have many issues with their personal life, and these things can impact, you know, have a negative impact on your own life as well. And it's important to keep in mind that them people who you've kept them as role models, for whatever reason, them individuals, they are human beings.
Mm.
Maybe they got that X factor in that particular field, but they are human beings. In life, they will make mistakes, they will do wrongs. And you should be prepared that if he does good, it's good. If he does bad, it's bad. You need to be able to distinct that. That is a very important part.
You know, an example is that, you know, sometimes these people, by fluke or by luck, you know, they'll become celebrities. But what about those people who worked all their life, you know, instead of looking at look at the skills that these people have.
I went to one person's house, and I can't remember whether I went to do his father had passed away, whether I went to do Taziyat. I think that was the reason, but maybe something else. And I walked in, and in the hallway there was certain posters of a football team. He went and sat me down in the front room, and there were trophies. And these are fake trophies of that club. So basically, if the club's won a trophy, it's like a fake trophy with the club's name, and it was the name of all the people, all the non-Muslims and everything else. And then there was a signed T-shirt on one of the walls and everything else. So basically, this guy, Apna, and his life was evolving around us, you know. And he says to me, you know, you're spending every week some like 50, 60 quid on the tickets and everything else and going watching this Premiership club. And I thought, I came out of that and thought, his kids growing up, you know, like you, in the olden days, in our house, you had the picture of Makai Park, Medina, Munawwara, you had, you know, Ayatul Kursi, you had the Ayat of the Quran, you had the Kul Sharif. And, you know, you saw those and you thought, you really revered them and everything else. His kids are going to grow up with all this around them. Who are becoming their role models? And, you know, the thing that you've got to look at, and we're getting short of time on this, but you've got to look at the impact it has and the benefits it brings, right? So if my role model is the correct person, the impact it will have on my life is what I should assess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm following the rappers and the gangsters, they live a short life of chill, and then put his in the gear, they get zalala, they're disgraced and dishonored, and they end up in prisons. Right?
Majority of them, they die, you know, in their 20s.
Die in their 20s, right? If during my lifestyle, you know, it might seem like I'm 10 men and, you know, I want to be like the gangsters. This gangster lifestyle is the worst of the lifestyles. And yet we've taken the worst of the lifestyles and we want to be like them, yeah? So hence your bad boy 786. I mean, it gets to the stage where it's almost childish, isn't it? Because 786 is obviously short for Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And yet you're saying bad boy. So bad boys are those, na'udzubillah min zalik, who are disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you're saying, I'm going to be disobedient, but I'm going to add 786 on the end. Why be
so? Harumbe, let's be honest, yeah. These people we're talking about, they might not even be watching us today. But, you know, the thing is, those who are watching us, they can help us promote this and go and take the message to them as well. You know, maybe if there is someone watching, Allah Ta'ala kara, we get a message from someone and say, I do tawbah. But majority of the time, these people will not be watching.
Maybe many people who are watching now, they can watch this. Now, you know, when they're with their family, they spend a few hours with them, or they go out, you know, a day out somewhere to spend some nice time with your own family, or you're with your friends, or you're playing sports. You know, these days, people play different type of sports. And what happens during the whole period that you're with these individuals around you, one particular namaz time comes, and then it ends as well, and no one's really concerned, no one really talks about it. And that's something that you people here who are watching this program need to have that guts, that power, willpower inside you, that if it's namaz time, or whatever it is, not just the namaz, you know, if something is right, if it's time to do something which Islam has made it obligatory on you, that at that time you do that. No, we need to get our priorities right. Now, sometimes we do this blind following, we make these people as role models, but they're not going to get us anywhere. No, you know, if we follow someone, you know, we idolize these individuals, yeah? No, where are they going to take us? Yeah? Where are we going to go? What benefit are they going to give us in the dunya, and what benefits are they going to give us at the time of death, in the grave, in the akhirah? You know, we have to weigh it together.
One of the things is, Tawfiq bhai, instead of giving us the benefit, what happens is, I have seen people that want to dress up like them, and these dress patevion and they're torn, but they're not that cheap as well. The expensive dress, that the way their hairstyle is, they need to spend money. So instead of idolizing these people, you know, what they do is they spend a lot of money. If they're youngsters, you know, they'll be falling out with their parents because they're asking for money. And maybe parents are watching now and they, you know, they're fed up with their children. You know, if they're even little babies, you know, if you look at it, when do you have adverts for toys? It's always in the peak time between 4 to 6. Because that's when children will be watching.
I've thought there's a little reality check or a little tester, you could say, someone can use. Inshallah, this will benefit them in their life, especially whenever they want to copy someone, you know, who they really look up to. Now, whatever action that you're copying, you know, who will be pleased by that action? Will it be Rahman or will it be Shaitan? Now, you can't be, you know, trying to please Rahman, which is Allah Almighty,
by doing things that will please shaitan. You know, you can't do wrong things, do haram things, do those things that are, you know, those things that are, they earn the anger of Allah Almighty.
Good and evil can't stay together, can they?
They're two different things, they're two opposites. And you know, our goal as a human being, as a Muslim, is we want to please Rahman.
I remember if you see someone on the street here, and you know, you saw this young lad on the street, and we're not just talking about boys, we're talking about girls as well. You know, if you see a young boy on the street, you know, how would you try to convince him that what he's doing is wrong? How would you try to convince him?
And yes, I mean, first of all, I assume within the question there is somebody who is obviously has idolized some rapper or he's got that rough lifestyle. Yeah. So they're sat in the car, they've got the, you know, all the paraphernalia that they have, and they try to, you know, mimic these people. Then, you know, what you need really is an environment to change them. What Tawfiq Bhai really said is, look, you need to assess where these role models are taking you, the impact that they're having on you. Is that role model going to make you end up going to prison? Because that's what most of them do.
Yeah.
Is that role model going to end up taking you to drugs and alcohol? Because a lot of them do.
Most of them do, yeah.
Is that role model going to take you to music and dancing and nightclubs? If yes, you're in the wrong place. Is that role model going to make you disobedient to your parents? If yes, you're in the wrong place. Is that role model going to make you disobedient to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because what you've got to look at is the impact. What this role model will do is not only destroy your life, but will destroy your grave and your hereafter as well. If you choose the wrong role model. This is why you chose this topic, because it's that important. You choose the right role model, and your life and your hereafter all could change dramatically. You choose the wrong role model, and you could be doomed for life. Now, role models are important, and as parents, what we need to do is put the right role models in front of our children. We give them the TV, we give them these things, we say, go on, go find your own role model. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Go and find your own role model. Don't do that. Take them to the masajid. Show them that, you know, when you show them people who are educated, who are doing well, but at the same time they pray their salah in mosque, if you show them, if you make them meet the imam and respect and honor the imam, if you don't backbite the imam when you're at home and the children look up to the imam, if you talk to them about the beautiful sahaba ikram, they will fall in love. If you tell them about the great Islamic, you know, hastis, the great walis of Allah, they will fall in love. Above all else, if you teach them about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, once you teach them the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will, your child, once he learns about the characteristics of the best of creation, once he gets a habit of reading the Durood-e Pak, nobody, you won't have a role model other than Medina. Because anybody who's shown the path to Medina, then everything else
is. Shahid Bhai just sent a message, mashallah, from Preston. He says, it's very common for younger brothers or sisters to look up to their older siblings. You know, an older sibling to look up to their parents.
Yeah.
So that's a, you know, if you are a brother or a sister, and you've got younger children, younger brothers and sisters, they're going to be looking at you. And them, they will be looking at their parents. So it's like a, you know, it's like a ladder,
psychology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what the psychologist says this. From the age of, you know what our parents say is, you know, when the kid is young, actually, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that the actual age is from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what the psychologist says is this. From the age of 5, 6, 7, his role models are the parents, and the elder siblings as well, as he gets older. Then when he gets to 11 or 12, the focus shifts to the friends. So as parents, you need to make sure that his friends are right. If he goes out at wrong times with the wrong people, he will go wrong. As he gets up to 15, 14, that sort of age, then his role models are the film actors he sees or anything else he sees. Now, if you've got an environment in the home where you've got, you know, Madani channel on and everything else, and the children go to the Ijtimaz of Dawat Islami, you'll be surprised. But I will tell you that a lot of children who have seen our Muballaghs, who have seen Rukne Shuras, their role models are actually Muballaghs and Rukne Shuras, and these good people who are around.
The other day, yeah, I saw this guy with massive Rottweiler, kutta chikyawale, you know, just like, you know, he's dragging him. You think to yourself, why has he got this dog for? Lekin masla kya hai ki, you know, he's idolizing someone who's got a Rottweiler. You know, so he's totally, you know, madly in love with her. You know, I knew the child. You know, it was a kid, he's a teenager. Nate Park, you know, beautiful name and everything. And you think to yourself, you know, what's happened to this guy? You know, the thing is, and now even, you know, someone's going to send a message, you know, I'm worried about my children as to what kind of role model, how can I help them? How can we, you know, get these children to follow, you know, a good role model? Is you got to become a role model yourself.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
As elders, you know, there's one characteristic that we have, and we don't realize this, and we don't admit this, and that is anger problem.
Mm.
You know, we have this massive issue in our society, you know, especially the way we deal with the youngsters, you know, children in our own household. And what happens, this anger problem, you know, it gets passed on to your kids. Then they will start screaming at each other as well.
Yeah,
when they grow big, then it'll just pass on. You know, it's like a saying that there's a child, he did something wrong and his father slapped him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a kid, so he's crying. He said, "Dad, you know, when you were a kid, I'm sure you used to mess about as well." He goes, "Yeah." And so when you used to mess about, so your dad used to slap you as well. Well, you know, you're right. So, okay, then your dad, when he was young, did he used to mess about? Possibly. So when he used to mess about, did he used to get slapped as well? He goes, "Yeah." So he goes, "Dad, when is this slapping going to stop?" You know, we need to put a brakes on sometimes. Yeah. You know, because at least for 2-3 generations, these things, these characteristics, they pass on. Yeah, and we need to take that ownership. You know, if we want good qualities in our children, then we need to have those in ourselves first.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, Havisab, our daughters. And one of the problems you get these days is the way the daughters dress. Now, the problem is that as the daughter is growing up, when she's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, she sees the mother wearing jeans and T-shirts and everything else or whatever. And so she thinks that's normal. And as the daughters are growing up as well, what we do is, and this is a common problem, you know, today when daughters are 17, 18, 19, and they say she won't wear normal clothes and she wears clothes that are not right. The problem is, as a young, when she was young, you got her the tight clothes and everything else thinking she's too young. Mm-hmm. You didn't give her the proper tarbiyat. What happens is this, when our Islamic sisters, they get to about 35, 40-ish, suddenly unnaki ohoshishna, yeah, so they start donning the burqas and everything else. And they now expect the 16-year-old to follow suit. Yeah, and it's not going to happen. You know, if that your daughter has grown up in an environment where she's seen that my mother doesn't wear revealing clothes, my mother wears proper Islamic clothes and keeps her, you know, herself covered, then the daughter will do that. But if you think halfway along the line, it's too late. When they're 16, 17, you've missed that opportunity.
Someone wrote to Amir al-Sunnah actually, and they said that, you know, when my son used to go to the madrasa and masjid and the ijtimaas, we used to make sure that he doesn't go. The molvina banija. And then, you know, life passes by and then the parents realize that what we were doing is wrong. Now the son is, you know, he's a 19, 20-year-old now. So we've deliberately put him onto that track. Now Allah Ta'ala has given us hidayat. Now they're asking, how can we bring him back to the track? It's going to be really not impossible, but it's really difficult. So make sure that you are, you know, you know the consequences of this 15 to 20 years later.
Those parents, you know, if you have children who have a bit of interest in the Islamic field, either if it's they like reading Naat, they like going to the masjid, they want to recite the Quran, they want to do short speeches in Islam. You know, if they have that type of interest, you know, please, you know, give them that courage, give them support, give them love, so they can continue in this field. Because today, you know, they are showing interest in Islam, and you're stopping them. What if tomorrow, like Hafizam just mentioned, tomorrow they will be running away, and then you will be chasing them.
See, this is where the environment of Dawat Islami comes in. Because, like we've discussed for the last hour almost, you know, we all need role models because it's part of our nature. Yeah. So we need role models. We've got to copy somebody. We will copy whatever's in front of us. Now, as a child, whatever you put in front of them, they want to copy. So if you put your own character, the best you can do, and the character of the amazing walis of Allah, the magnificent Sahaba Ikram, and the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that child cannot go wrong. But if you give them a TV screen with 200 free channels and with these, you know, chip boxes here, and then expect them to have the perfect role model, this is not going to happen. I mean, I don't think we've got much time, but you know, they're still going around, these chip screens and all that, yeah? And one guy rang me, and he said to me, you know, this is a few years ago, and I think cricket World Cup was on something, and he said, you know, I bought you something, I've got a gift for you. And I said, what? He said, I went to a shop and they were doing these chip boxes, and there's 200 channels, and I bought one for you, I bought one for myself as well. And they were 120 quid, but I paid 80 each for them. I got two of him. So he was expecting me to please. And honestly, I said to him, I said, the Makhrabayawa and Malaniyawa. Yeah. He says, why? He says, you got children who are 15, 17, 18, that sort of age. My children are young. There's only 7, 8, 9 yet at the moment. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't put it in my house because I'll go out and what will they watch? So I said, I'm sorry, but you've lost the plot here because you're going to leave that at home and let your sons and daughters watch all the filth on there. And then, you know, when the house catches fire, you're going to say, where did this fire come from?
Talking about
girls. You know what he did? He put the phone down on me. 2 days later, he rings me back and he goes, Harun bhai, chana shukriya. I took the boxes back and I said, here, you can have them back. He says, I'm not giving you a refund. There's no refund. So you keep the boxes. You keep the money as well. I don't want it. Look, like I've mentioned before as well, you know, we've enjoyed life. It's not that Islam doesn't say that you worshipping is sitting on a prayer mat with the tasbih in your hand and continually reciting. No. When you get up in the morning and you serve your parents, that is Islam. When you go to work and earn halal, that is Islam. When you protect your eyes from bad things, that is Islam. Islam is a way of life. Yeah? Now, what you do is your way of life is how Allah will judge you. Now, who you base that way of life on is the most important thing. Now, if you base it on these filthy characters, your life will be wasted. But if you base it on the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the valis of Allah azawajal, then you will do it. And the only way you get a glimpse of that is in a madni environment.
MashaAllah azawajal. We just run out of time again. Harubi, you're always the last one to speak. SubhanAllah azawajal, which is good. Some beautiful madni pearls today by Tawfiq bhai and Harun bhai. I hope we all learn and choose ourselves the best role models. InshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.